Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about oil field in 2017. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or go to Google and Google B&R Equipment out of Fort Worth, Texas / Keller, Texas. Or give us a jingle at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Crude oil has always been seen as being one of the most important sources of energy that has fueled the growth of the modern civilization. With the growth and progress of modern civilization depending largely on oil, it is therefore no wonder that the oil field constitutes as one of the most important sectors that determines a number of global factors such as economy, technology advancement, and the like, environment, construction, you name it, it all has to fill in with oil. Trends in oil field sector to watch out for 2017. 2016 being a eventful year in many ways for the oil field industry. 2017 expected to be more so. When it comes to predicting the future of this industry, it is possible for even the absolute experts to go wrong. Though, it is easily talked about that the trends in oil field industry, it's in hindsight rather than future possibilities, there are certain trends that one could watch out for in the coming year. The demand and supply gap is likely to reduce in the coming year with a gradually reduction in the stock power. While the global capital expenditures is likely to remain weak, the exploration and production capital in the United States is likely to bounce back. It is also expected to be a good year for Russia and the Middle East. With the exploration and the production companies resetting their financial allocations at higher levels, the impetus of the rigs based in U.S. and Canada are likely to roll over into 2017 from 2016. There's likely to be a proportional native reduction in rig demand and drilling time, with the average utilization of the rigs causing a hike of about $2,000 to $3,000 per day. Offshore drillers are likely to boost in the coming year, largely owning the decision of OPEC. The clearing credit track is to be seen an effective contribution to the reduction in overhead pressures. The demand and the pressure pumping and the frack horsepower are also likely to take some time before they can gain the desired momentum. Entrepreneurs are more concerned with the maintenance of market shares more than the hike in the price at the moment. Three key oil projects to look out for 2017. The prices of oil and gas are gradually came to a stable point, and the preeminent oil producer related to these changes are in a very way into 2016. In spite of the various cuts in the budget in the previous year, considerable amount of promise investments are being expected to roll out in 2017. Number one, the Turkish stream. After a period of stagnation, the Russian and Turkey are likely to move forward with the Turkish stream pipeline project in 2017. First phase of this project is likely to complete within their year 2019, and total cost of the project has been estimated to be $15.1 billion. The Ejinghda field development, with a project cost of $16 million. Ejinghda field project, development project in Nigeria, is all set to be able to start its first oil production by 2018. And the Tengizchevroil, I'm not sure how to pronounce those, but when you do the research, you'll find it. Field explanation. The Tengizchevroil field operation in Kazakhstan is likely to begin from 2017 with a huge project cost of $36.8 billion. huge projects to watch out over overseas, you know, not in the United States. In conclusion, one may say that 2017 will definitely be a eventful year for the oil field industry all through the globe. Again, oil field is a must in our business right now. So go conquer the world, get into the business. But you got to diversify. You got to get in that. You got to do commercial development. You got to do subdivision development. You know, you do a little bit of everything. Don't just put all your eggs in one basket. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.